So to begin the call this morning, we begin with the head coach at the University of Maine, Nick Tarleton. Good morning, Nick.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. A conference opener for you against a longtime rival in Delaware. As you've before we get into that game too much, just talk about how your preseason preparations have gone and just how you feel about your team heading into the season.
It's gone well. I'm sure probably going to echo what a lot of us are going to say. Just excited to get back to some normalcy and have a true camp. Literally just walked off the field about 2 minutes ago. So we had a practice today and the guys did a good job. You know, we're starting to deload as we get closer to game day, and just been happy with the execution and the effort, especially transitioning back to a normal training camp. So these guys have been working really hard. Again, excited to play somebody other than Maine here in a couple of days, but overall pleased with the team. And again, we're excited to get out there for game one.
First question this morning from John Wagner. Go ahead, John.
Morning, Nick. How are you?
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm doing lovely. Wanted to see out of, you know, just your perspective on, you know, playing on a Thursday instead of a Saturday. How does that change the way that you prepare your team throughout the week?
Well, I mean, it's a training camp going into day one, practice template. So, you know, we get a few extra practices in early, typically. So we're going to end up having about seven strictly for Delaware. We had a few night practices last week to simulate that. Those went really well. It was good energy out there anytime you go under the lights, especially on the new turf, which was great. But it just changes the, you know, the composition of your week. That's really it. We wanted to do it earlier if we could, because I think it fits our schedule. It allowed us to start camp a little bit earlier. So it just changed some of the templates that we follow, but that's about it.
All right. Good luck this week. Thank you.
Thanks.
Next question from Kevin Trestani. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Nick, I know when you're preparing for an opponent, you know, you're worried more about schemes than individual players, but, you know, in Dejan Lee, the Delaware halfback, you know, what are the difficulties he gives a defense? What are the challenges he presents you guys on Thursday night?
Well, he's a great player, you know, and Delaware has some great players on their team. And, you know, he's certainly one of them, very skilled back, can do a lot of things, you know, really, really well, obviously on teams and offensively. So very impressive, shifty, you know, makes guys miss. And we got to do a great job tackling and trying to stop him. You know, like you said, it's focusing on the general picture, but we're certainly cognizant to Delaware's personnel and know that he's a great player.
Thanks, Coach. Yep.
Next question from Mike Lowe. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Nick, how are you?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
All right. Looking at your opening games, you always talk about focusing on what you do more or less. You want to do the best thing. What do you feel? What have you seen from your team that you really like about, you know, going into this opener, Nick?
I mean, you know, it's different in all three phases, but I think our continuity on special teams, you know, coming from the spring and the level of execution I've been pleased with, because, you know, they understand the schemes, they've done it. And I think this spring really helped us with that. Defensively, you know, I think just the personnel and who we have now, feel like we're really an improved unit. They've been flying around in practice and, we're experienced, you know, more now up front. Now we're, a lot of those guys are playing for the first time, during the spring. And then offensively, you know, I think there's been a lot of growth. That's probably where the most continuity has been. And I'm certainly excited for Joe, you know, at quarterback, and feel like his growth has been pretty visible throughout camp. So, I mean, there's a number of facets that I think we've improved on, but ultimately, you know, it's one thing to go through it in training camp, but it's another thing to go out under the lights and do it in the game. So, you know, I think for everybody, you know, you want to see how you're going to perform and come out, and we know we're going to face some adversity at some point in that game, and we got to respond to it. And I think every team is looking at it that way. You do focus on yourself a little bit more, and I think we have some good players, so we just got to go out and execute.
One more question, if I can. Obviously, last year you opened up down there, and it wasn't a pretty sight. But how much do you reflect on that game, and how much do you tell the guys, look, that's last spring? Let's just move forward.
Well, we actually talk about things like that a lot. Anytime that you have an experience in the past, whether it was good or bad, We always talk about how you got to use that basically to learn from, and you can't spend a lot of time on that. Like when we're talking about a play from, let's say, 2018, you know, that was a great season, obviously, or the end of 2019 where we went on a run, you know, those are positive experiences, but you want to use them to learn from. It's not about living in the past. So, you know, for that game, I mean, that was a very poorly played game and coached game by me. And we didn't do a great job. And at the end of the day, Delaware did. And they're very well coached and they have a great team. But you talk about it. We've watched it several times. You know, of course, I've watched it hundreds of times. But I think you just got to learn from it. That's the biggest thing, is learning from those experiences, whether they're positive or negative, and then you move forward.
All right. Thanks, Nick. Yep.
Next question from Larry, from Larry Mahoney. Go ahead, Larry.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it. Nick, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Larry?
Good, thanks. Hey, just give us an injury report based on the depth chart. No Catley Joseph. Anybody else who won't be playing on Thursday? And then who would you look at as pleasant surprises? Maybe players that have really surprised you in training camp. Thanks.
Yep. Yeah, Catley's going to be out. He has another knee injury, unfortunately. So we're
for the season.
It's being evaluated right now.
Okay.
That's still in the middle of the evaluation there. But in terms of guys that have been pleasant surprises, I've mentioned them a few times. But the linebackers, as a whole, the returners and the guys that we brought in, I don't want to say surprised, but definitely impressed with how they've played. Specifically in the scrimmages and some of the bigger team moments in practice. I think they did a really good job and showed what they can do. You know, Ray, Brian, Adrian Otero, Xavier Nurse, those guys. So I think they've done a really nice job. Rich Carr, you know, I think he's playing at the right position right now. He's playing at a high level at corner. I've been really pleased with him. And then, you know, again, there's different spots that you look at where you're excited about seeing them, but there's a number of guys I could mention. I think we just got to go out and see how we perform here in a couple of days.
Thank you.
Next question, Nick, from Dan Steenkamer. Go ahead, Dan.
Thanks, Rob. Nick, to be speaking with you again, and just want to check in and see how your integration of transfers has gone in the short offseason. It seems like from afar anyway, your roster's been made over a little bit. Just how you'd like to see even a compressed offseason and compressed training camp, maybe how those guys have really integrated your system and what you expect from them early on.
Yeah, well, fortunately we had them for the summer. So most of them got up here in June, some in July. So, you know, they've really been here, and we spent a lot of time this training camp on getting guys integrated in our systems, like you said, but really more specifically getting the team around each other. You know, for the spring up here, we really couldn't do very much of that. We didn't meet in person very much. We were always masked, which we are indoors now, but fortunately during training camp, we were able to see each other's faces. The guys, we didn't have a positive test the whole spring. And I think if had that happened, we probably had a hard time playing. So that means they did what we asked them to do. And so they didn't do anything. And I think that the transfers that we've brought in, you know, specifically defensively, because that's where a lot of them are, really, it was about fitting our culture. You know, they have to be good enough players. Obviously, you need talented players to win games, but they were all fits for us. And so we have a number of guys we brought in. We try to be pretty poignant in terms of the transfer portal and who we're bringing in and how we do that. I think we're probably about on average for the teams that we did studies on with the number of guys from the transfer portal, to be honest with you, pretty comparable to some of the top programs, and wanted to be very thoughtful about how we did that, because you don't want to bring too many in, but at the same time, they need to be great fits for your program. So I think over the having them over the summer is big for us, but they've done a great job, honestly.
Nick, you touched on a little bit in your comments about your excitement about Joe. You know, he took over in midseason as a freshman last year, sort of an abbreviated season and not a normal run-up. What's the growth you've seen in him heading into sort of his third year, I guess, running your team, but the first time really from the start?
You know, I think consistency is probably the biggest thing. You know, when you look at his freshman year, jumping in and playing the way he did was very challenging, and he did an outstanding job. And then last spring, you know, played two games at a very, very high level and then had two that weren't up to his standard. And, you know, I think when you look at his growth and consistency, It's exciting. You know, we're very confident in Joe, and I am. And, you know, I challenged him in the last scrimmage. We haven't had a quarterback with the ones go over 70% completion percentage in a spring, or excuse me, in a scrimmage since I've been here. And he went like 80-something percent and really executed, you know, trying to put the ball in his hands. So, you know, he's going to be challenged, and we know we're playing an outstanding defense. So we're excited for that opportunity. But I know nobody's more excited than Joe. You know, he's trying to beat me out of the office. He's here late every night working, and the mental game has really improved for him. So he's a worker. He's a captain for us now. So I'm certainly excited for him.
And one more for you, just before we let you go, conference game against the top five team opening up, and then you get another one. When you see the two big conference games to start the season, is that a source of motivation for your guys right out of the gate as you get ready for the start of the year?
That's a main schedule right there. We always play great teams right out the gate. You know, we play two FBS every year. Our guys are always up for the challenge. You know, we know we're playing two tremendous teams. And, you know, if we want to be at that championship level, then you got to compete and win those games in the fourth quarter. And we feel like we have a strong team, and we just got to go out and execute. But we certainly know the level of competition that we're playing. And in this league, every game is critical. You know, every game is difficult, and you got to play well. So, we know we're going up against, and we are focusing on Maine, you know, like I think everybody's trying to focus on themselves, but we certainly know that, but that's a typical Maine schedule right there, right out the gate. So we'll be ready to go.
All right, Nick, thanks as always for your time here this morning. Good luck on Thursday night. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.